As IT departments become more critical to an organization, maintaining the quality of service provided by IT becomes more vital. I'm Paul Landcor with PodTech.net. And in this podcast, Mike Odusami, product manager at CA Wiley, explains the company's service quality management solution.
CA Service Quality Management is an integration that provides a closed-loop management of previously separate management disciplines, such as web application management, customer experience management, service level management, problem and incident management. The integration enables our customers to be able to model web applications as a service and apply all of the service level management disciplines to those services. For example, they can create services from business metrics, from transaction metrics that the customer experience. They can include metrics from the broader applications, network, and systems infrastructure into the service level management process. The solution will also enable our customers to proactively detect and diagnose defects in the back-end applications that support those business transactions. We'll be able to diagnose and triage the problems before even customers are affected. The last part of the integration provides a proactive incident and problem management to our customers, so that they can ensure the quality of service that they provide to their end users. And also, they can improve their own internal team efficiencies using this integration.
That's an overview of the service quality management solution. And within that solution, there are a number of products. I wonder if you could outline those products for us, Mike.
Yes, I can indeed. The service quality management integration is an integration of four key CA and Wiley products that are market leaders in their own rights. They include the Customer Experience Manager product, CEM, which provides a way for customers to model business transactions and business processes and create SLAs for the key metrics on those transactions. The Wiley Introscope is an in-depth application monitoring tool for web applications that is able to predict problems, diagnose and triage those problems before customers are actually affected. And there's the CA Unicenter Service Metric Analysis, which is the service level management framework for this integration. That enables customers to define SLA goals, define reporting and analysis interval using disparate metrics from both the applications, the infrastructure, as well as the web application server resources. The last but not the least is CA Unicenter Service Desk, which is a comprehensive incident change and problem management solution that provides end-user self-service as well as a knowledge base.
So, Mike, tell me, how does the service quality management fit into CA Wiley's enterprise IT management approach overall and the vision for unifying and simplifying IT?
The service quality management integration is a key part and a very important part of the CA overall approach to transforming IT management. With our enterprise IT management approach, we're helping organizations to unify and simplify IT management across the enterprise for greater business results. Service quality management delivers on the EITM vision that key IT management disciplines must work together for the overall benefits of the business. So by combining four separate disciplines, such as customer experience management, web application performance management, help desk, and service level management, we're providing an integrated management environment to benefit not just the IT teams, but also the line of business stakeholders. The integration and the overall EITM vision would enable the enterprise to deliver a predictable quality of service to end users or customers based on agreed SLAs. We'll also be able to reduce their business risk through proactive incident management, resolving problems very quickly through appropriate triage and diagnosis. And also, we'll be able to improve team efficiencies by reducing costs by automating the day-to-day tasks performed by the IT support and service delivery teams. And last but not the least is the integration across the service delivery and service support as defined by ITIL, which is the IT infrastructure library. We again bring in that unification across those two separate processes with this integration.
So perhaps we could take a step back at this point, and now that you have outlined for us the service quality management solution, what problems and challenges in the marketplace does the solution address?
One of the problems that we face today in IT is the complexity in terms of, you know, providing web applications, enabling customers to perform transactions on the web. There's so many different components to that, and trying to meet on the service quality promise to those transactions or to the customers is very difficult today because of the way IT operates. We still operate largely. IT teams tend to still operate in silos, and there's no single end-to-end view of what's going on as far as the services are concerned. There's lack of visibility to the overall status of IT by the key stakeholders in the business, be it IT and non-IT people. We also need to be able to manage our problems before they actually happen. We need to be able to proactively manage our incidents before end users or customers are actually affected. Now, the last part of the challenge to IT that we're addressing with this integration is the high cost of providing support and delivering services to customers. There's still a lot of manual efforts involved by, you know, getting data from one part of the IT silos to the other. It's prone to errors. There's also the fact that it is difficult to correlate a customer incident, an incident that's experienced by the end users, with the rest of the complex back-end processes that are supporting those transactions.
So, Mike, do you have a specific example of some of these challenges in the marketplace and how this solution might be used in a real-world scenario?
Yes. A good example of service quality management working for one of our customers, who is a mobile phone company, is by enabling him to significantly improve the services that he provides via its website. The customers of this company use the website to order new phone plans or to purchase new phone devices, and the IT groups and was able to proactively manage issues that arise when there's a surge in activities, maybe through a promotion that the company carried out. So using information provided through service quality management, the internal IT groups were able to plan for expanded capacity to be able to deal with these surging activities and make sure that and ensure the quality of service experienced by the end users. Now, the company started the efforts by establishing service goals and identifying key transactions that they want to monitor, and using via the Customer Experience Manager products. Now, these transactions and the metrics were used to drive the OLAs and SLAs that they have with the various internal IT groups within the organization. Now, one of these OLA relates to resource utilization on part of the infrastructure. So the IT group was able to use the trend and report provided through the integration to plan ahead for additional capacity. On the IT support side, new trouble tickets were automatically created in the service desk products when one of the defect thresholds that was set in CEM is breached. So the help desk analysts were able to see all the information that they need to speedily resolve the problem. And this was even before customers were impacted. Now, overall, the company enjoyed a significant improvement in the quality of service provided to both its customers and to internal business units.
That's a great story, Mike. And if I'm with an enterprise IT team and I'd like to learn more information about service quality management solution, where should I go?
We have a lot of information on the CA.com and the Wiley Tech site. Wiley Tech is www.wileytech.com. There's a lot of information on the product that will be published. Also, we have a series of webinars coming up in the June timeframe where we're going to discuss more about this integration. So please watch out for more information on this webinar so you can participate.
Great. Thanks for taking some time out, Mike, and talking to us.
Thank you.
Mike Odusami is product manager with CA Wiley.